This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Tom Ricketts, the Cubs chairman. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Tom.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. And so many questions, Tom, that people are texting in and they've been calling. And you know, I just want you to get to this one first. There seems to be a perception out there, and I base that on our texters and callers, that you guys are unwilling to spend money this offseason. Is that true, and why would that be?
Why don't you just get to the first question? Just jump right in. You know, hey, so here's the story. Like, we have spent money this offseason. Right. Obviously, we signed Cole Hamels and we picked up Descalzo, and I'm sure Theo's got a few moves left in him. But frankly, you know, we have one of the largest budgets in all of baseball. We put that to work. We've got we definitely signed a lot of players over the years. We have a team that we'd like. We have a team that we think is going to go a long way. You know, we have a team that won 95 games last year without a lot of help from some of the guys we picked up last offseason. And, all the different things that we fought through last year, the injuries and the everyone's having kind of down years and kind of the off-field distractions. We like our club, and we're among the very top spenders. So I don't know. I just think all that stuff's kind of misguided.
So, Tom, did the disappointments of last offseason with Darvish and Chatwood influence your decisions not to get involved in either the Manny Machado or Bryce Harper sweepstakes?
Well, first of all, these aren't my decisions. I mean, these are this is our baseball budget, and this is what Theo and Jed decide to do. But you'd have to ask them that. But the fact is that we had, like I said, we had a great team last year. We got pretty far. No one liked how it ended, but we like what we have, and we think these guys are going to come back. And the way it ended is going to bring our guys back even more motivated than ever. And we like our guys. We're going to have a good season.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, when you look at the payroll and the amount of money that you invest in it, it's kind of it's amusing in a way. I'm sure not to you that there is that perception out there. But
right, when people say you're only the third biggest spender in baseball, that's outrageous. You know, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, and the fact is, like, I don't think people fully understand. You know, we work very hard to drive revenue to the team, and when we drive revenue to the team, it ends up in the baseball budget. But we also have all of our own stadium expenses. We're one of the few teams in baseball that have to cover all their own costs. We have about $20 or $30 million a year, depending on the year, and local taxes no one else has. You know, we have to pay a huge amount of money. People don't realize when you raise revenue at the club, you pay about 40% of that to the house, to the league, to share with other teams. So, you know, we've worked really hard to get to the point where we can be one of the top spenders in baseball. And, you know, we'll never catch the Yankees because they're the Yankees, and we probably won't catch the Dodgers because of their television contract. But now we're at the point where we can be in those top few spenders on a consistent basis. And, then it comes down to how do you put the money in, you put the money to work and you get the right guys you want, build the team you want, and hope they stay healthy. And I think that we have a great team. We're gonna have a great year.
I think what people are responding to, Tom, as much as anything, is that Theo Epstein came out the day after the season, and Theo said the offense is broken. And then he obviously, when he talked about Joe Maddon coming back and serving out the final year of his contract without an extension, he attached some urgency to the first couple months of the season. And I think that urgency hasn't been evident to fans and to outsiders, maybe the media, in the way that the Cubs have approached fixing a broken offense, because there haven't been many moves. There haven't been many signings. And I think people are reacting to that as much as anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. But I think what people don't see is the players and Theo and Joe have all worked throughout the offseason to talk amongst themselves to, unlike other, you know, more so than in past years, to really focus on being prepared and coming in strong in spring training and getting season off to a good start. The fact is that, you know, we look at our lineup and we say, look, you look around the horn, who would you switch out? Like, you know, we've got a pretty good team, and I think that, you know, we won about 97 games on average the last 4 years. We're still that team if we stay healthy, and you know, we get you back, who's feeling pretty good right now, and you know, obviously we'll have Hamels for the whole season. We're going to be great, and I think people should just you know, judge us by what happens during the season, not what happens in December.
And Tom, I wonder, and this, you know, when you talk about the baseball budget, did you dip into this year's budget by getting Darvish last year? Do you have to take into account the contracts you'll have to pay next year, the year after, as you're trying to figure out what you're spending this year?
Well, both of those things. I mean, when you sign, when you make any free agent signing, not to pick on Darvish, but any of them, you know that you can't spend that dollar twice, and you have to budget that into the future. So that's going to like limit what you can do the following year. You know, and one of the things this year that we knew going into this offseason was that we weren't going to have as much flexibility as years past. We didn't have big contracts coming off. We didn't have a lot more cash coming in. And then on top of that, so that's to answer the first part. The second part of your question, like, you know, as players kind of get into their arbitration years, I think people forget that, you know, the Bryants and the Baezes and Kyle Hendricks, they all have these built-in raises. So you have to manage your player budget to account for the fact that in arbitration, players are getting more money every year. So we have the highest baseball budget we've ever had this year. But, you know, maybe it doesn't feel like that, doesn't feel like it to people because we didn't go out and sign a giant free agent.
Tom, we do appreciate your time. We jumped right into questions, but, you know, we get an opportunity to ask you questions because you won't be appearing at a panel at the Cubs convention this year, unlike past years. Why is that?
And I lost my pass, Tom. Thanks for that.
Well, I did too. You know what happened to me? We had the lowest rated panel last year, so the guys cut us. It's true. Like, I think, you know, people would rather watch, you know, the mascot play bingo than listen to the owner speak. Like, the fact is that we had a low rated panel. It got kind of dull over the years because a lot of the questions were the same. And it's funny to me, I saw a headline somebody wrote, like, you know, Ricketts family cancels popular Cub panel at Cubs convention. And the fact is, we were the lowest rated panel. So, you know, if people want us to come back next year, fill out the forms and we'll be happy to do it again. But we just thought we were boring people, honestly. We're happy to do it again. I like talking to people. I think I'm the most accessible owner in sports. Like, I talk to people all the time. I answer my emails. Like, I don't know. I just, it was just kind of funny to me that the timing of it, you know, people ascribe some like agenda to it. The fact is, we were just boring people, and they want more time with players and coaches, and so that's why it got canceled. But we can always bring it back if people really liked it.
How involved are you, Tom, in making a decision on Joe Maddon beyond this year? I know you let Theo handle most things. What was going into the thinking of Joe being? And I know he says future free agent, but people perceive it as lame duck.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, obviously that all goes to Theo and Jed and the baseball organization. You know, Joe's been terrific. I mean, Joe's a great manager. He's a great guy. You know, and I think that you know, those guys will work it out. But it's really not in my court to jump in on that and weigh in. I mean, obviously you hire smart people to run baseball because you expect them to make smart decisions. And you know, I'll leave it in their court, and I'm sure it'll all work out.
As a Cubs chairman and the person who's sort of the face of the family ownership group, Tom, the Addison Russell situation is tricky, and Theo Epstein has been very open about his kind of conflicted feelings about the social responsibility or the responsibility he feels to help this player in Russell kind of rehabilitate himself and grow from this situation versus you know, taking a stand against domestic violence. And I think that there's a conflict there. How do you feel about that conflict and the obligation that the Cubs have to Addison Russell? And how do you balance that against a statement you might need to make or want to make against domestic violence?
Well, I mean, there's no simple answer to that question, David. Like, the fact is, the fact that we've decided after a lot of talking to a lot of experts, after talking to Addison multiple times, after talking to the league, that we'd rather support him through the process than just cut him or let him go, doesn't mean that it's in conflict with support for victims of domestic violence. I mean, the fact is that you have a decision to make as a club. What do you think is going to be best for the player and his family? And in our case, after talking to, like I said, many experts, after talking to Addison many times, and we thought the better thing for the player, for the player's family, was to see if we could help him get through this. I think that it's not an easy decision, and it's not a decision that anyone takes lightly. It'd be something that every team have to decide for themselves. I do give a lot of credit to Major League Baseball for having good protocols and policies on this. There was a process for him. He's already begun doing some of the things that the league requests, and he's doing things much beyond what the league requests. And now it's in his court. We'll see where it goes. I think he knows the gravity of the situation, and I think he knows what he has to do. And let's just hope that he follows through on the promises that he made to himself and the promises he made to the team.
Tom, I don't know. I don't know if it worries you or not, but Tom Tunney doesn't seem too happy with you. I was amused.
That's not news.
I was amused to read Laura's reaction to it, because, of course, she's so well known for her work as a Democratic fundraiser, and he's trying to portray it as part of a right-wing agenda, and she used the word accountability. Can you expand on that for us?
Well, I mean, there's no secret. Like, we've for years, working with the aldermen hasn't been very easy. The fact is that, from the very beginning, from the very first sign in left field, to fighting us on the rooftops, to fighting us on the stadium renovations and doing the scoreboards, to fighting us on creating the Gallagher Way Plaza outside. I mean, to fighting us on allowing us to have the same rules that the other bars in the neighborhood have for our clubs. I mean, Tom Tunney has always been, he's always seen himself as someone who is against the Cubs. And on top of that, it's not just a high road kind of we just agree to disagree. We got approvals from the city, and he stood up and just made vulgar insults to the family. And at some point, we just want to make the point that we can do better. I mean, Tom's an old school politician, an old school alderman, and I think that you can look at his record and see what you think about it. But I think that anyone who lives in the 44th ward should ask themselves, why can't we do better? And there's a couple candidates that are running, and take a look at them, is what I would say. And I just kind of think that I like to imagine a ward and maybe a city with some new leadership and some better leadership, and it could be a better place. So that's the kind of the way we look at it. And, we'll see where the chips fall from there.
So, Tom, since you won't be appearing on any boring old panel at the Cubs convention this weekend, will you be making any announcements regarding the future of a Cubs television network and any equity broadcast partners you might be aligning yourself with?
We're definitely looking at being able to talk about that more sometime in the future, but it'll be a while yet, I think, before we know exactly what we can announce and can't announce. I think it's already out there that we are looking to go our own direction on this, which is the right thing for the team and for the fans. you know, the fact is that one of the things that the Tribune Corp and maybe even the Wrigley people did before was we just didn't do the long-term decisions right. We didn't do what was right for the Cubs over the long haul. And we've had, obviously, that, you know, we've had to unwind a lot of short-term decision making, whether that's on not fixing up Wrigley Field or not fighting the rooftops. And this is another one where what's best for the organization and what's best for the team in the long run and what's best for the fans is to take a look at a new way to get our TV, you know, get a new media rights deal. So I'm not sure when any details can be announced, but that's the direction we're going.
Tom, we'll let you go. You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of people talk about a golden age of Cubs baseball and that this is it and you got to win now because this is the moment, this is the team. You kind of approach that every year that way, right? I mean, this is your idea is sustainability and being in a golden age for a very long time to come.
Well, I mean, the core premise of everything we do runs around the fact that how many games you win during the season is not a great predictor of how far you're going to go in the postseason. You have to just be a team that can win your division on a consistent basis. Because you look at teams that have won the World Series over the years, it's not always the 110-win team that goes all the way. You know, you just have to get to the playoffs as often as possible. Because once that happens, you have as good a chance as anyone. Once you get through that first wild card game, which, of course, we didn't last year, you have as good a chance as anyone of going. And because it comes down to who's hot, who's healthy, who gets the clutch hit. And so we have to be consistent. And I think one of the things, the mistakes that might have been made in previous ownership is this theory that you load up and go for it one year. And it doesn't work. It's that's fool's gold. That's a bad strategy. And so we take it from a different approach. We have to be consistent, and we have to, think about, you know, moving forward in a way that that we're at the top of our division every year, but in a sustainable way. And I think that after a few years of building the minors and some great drafts and some good young players, we've gotten there. And so we still have a great young team. We're gonna have a great season, and I'm just looking forward to April so we can get all the chatter behind us and watch baseball.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Really appreciate your time.
George McCaskey would like a word about your claim that you're the most accessible owner in sports.
Well, George is pretty good too. So. All right, we'll talk to you guys.
Thanks, Tom.
That's Tom Ricketts, the Cubs chairman. Always a delight to have him on.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.